Foreman is dressed in work boots and a chore jacket as she milks a mother goat named Jellybean. Just across from them are four baby goats in a pen.
So this little girl on the back was just born yesterday. She's the big one, but yeah, she was just born yesterday. And so we grab her and we dry her all off. I milk her mom and I know exactly how much milk she's got.
Spring is kidding season for Foreman's goats, meaning the babies get first dibs on milk. But in a couple months, the mothers will be able to start producing milk primarily for human consumption.
This is where the magic happens.
Foreman walks through a spotless, industrial-looking barn with an indoor milking rack and a shiny new holding tank and pasteurizer. By summer, she predicts that her brand new automatic milkers will be able to collect about 10 to 20 gallons of fresh goat milk per day. For the last 2 years, Foreman has been working to get Heritage Farms certified as a Grade A dairy, the FDA standard for farms that sell the bottled milk you can buy at a store. She says a lot of people tried to convince her that starting a goat dairy was a terrible idea, but Foreman isn't the type of person to be easily discouraged.
I remember having people in my life growing up that didn't take the easy way out, that worked really hard, and those were the people that inspired me. And we're about the kids and families in our community. And so I was like, let's try it. And so
Heritage Farms has been working closely with the state to get certified. Every month, the state inspector takes samples for lab testing, and every 3 months they do a facility check. They're not too far off. Foreman says Heritage Farms is set to be certified by late May or early June. But Governor Dunleavy's budget would eliminate the state's one dairy inspector, leaving Foreman's dairy without a lot of options for getting their milk Grade A certified.
They're the closest as far as their investment and planning over the past year. They're the closest to being permitted and going into production this year.
That's Dr. Sarah Coburn, assistant state veterinarian. According to her, the effects of eliminating the dairy inspector are much wider reaching than just forcing an end to Foreman's endeavor. Like Havemeister Dairy in Palmer, the last certified cow dairy in Alaska, Foreman purchases her goat feed in-state from Alaska Mill and Feed. Havemeister even purchases the plastic for their milk jugs from a local plant in Palmer itself.
But really, it's part of a bigger connection of the economy for that community. So that's one thing that I think there's a bigger impact than just saying it affects that one dairy. And of course, the consumers that are actually purchasing from these dairies.
Coburn says other options, like bringing an inspector up from the lower 48, are just not feasible.
Basically, if the program goes away, as things stand for them, they would not be able to operate.
And while she admits she was shocked when the proposed budget came out in February, Foreman says her mind went quickly to figuring out next steps, including contacting her legislators and speaking at the budget town hall in March.
For me, the best thing to do is to show that, look at this, we can do it. Now, don't take this away from our state. Like, we need this. And so that's where we're really trying to get everything done and up and running. And so even if it's 6 months, well, we did it for 6 months, we did it. And then I can at least show our kids, we can do it, we did it.
And that's because for Foreman, Heritage Farms isn't just a business, it's a way of making sure that Kodiak is a little more self-sufficient.
Now, I'm not saying our micro dairy tomorrow is gonna be able to supply all the milk for Kodiak, but it's a start. And that's a big, I think, part of all the agriculture for our state. You know, maybe not today or maybe not tomorrow, but we really need to think towards food sustainability.
Foreman says she's willing to put her skin in the game to achieve that goal, but realistically, she can't do it alone. And it's possible she might not have to. The House passed its version of the budget on Thursday afternoon, including an amendment that would allow the state to continue performing inspections while a fee-based system and fee schedule is set up. The idea is that dairies would pay a set amount for their own inspections. But it remains to be seen whether that amendment makes it into the final budget, and even if it does, whether Dunleavy will spare it from a line item veto. In any case, Foreman says she's holding off on placing an order for milk bottles until the budget shakes out. In Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.